This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Let's do it. The 15-minute morning show podcast. Here we are. Well, some of us anyway. Thank you. Danielle didn't make it in today because she's not feeling well, but sitting in the Danielle chair is Diamond.
Hey!
Hey! Also, okay. Becca, we got Scotty B in Master Control.
Hi.
We've got Garrett. Hey. We've got Gandhi in Columbus, Ohio.
Hello.
And Scary.
What's going on?
And of course, Straight Nate's over here and Froggy. Froggy. God, we're everywhere. There's Froggy, too.
Hello.
We're all here now, except for Danielle. Yes. The good thing is you don't see the beard. The bad thing is it itches so much.
Oh, I can see it.
You can see it?
It looks very red from you scratching your face.
Oh, man. We'll get you beard oil. I'll ask Brandon what he uses.
Well, I've got 15 more days, and then I'm pulling each little hair up individually.
Garrett's actually looking pretty good.
My mustache is obviously longer than the beard, but the beard catches up to the mustache now. Like, I shaved this last week, so.
I think you should go full Fu Manchu.
No. You got a week of this left.
I thought you weren't supposed to shave at all.
I thought so too.
I didn't touch this.
No shave November.
That's different.
It's
in Movember.
Kind of the same, but yeah, we're doing
Movember. Is anyone doing no nut November?
That's bad for you.
Yeah, doctors say that's unhealthy, and it flies in the face of what you're trying to do.
You hear that, Lisa? It's unhealthy. You hear that?
Well, you can practice yourself there.
Go ahead. We'll wait. I like to do joint activities with her. I like to do things together to build, like couple building, that kind of thing.
Well, Diamond is our special guest today because we have to talk about that dumb fucking show.
Stupid show.
The best show ever.
Love is Blind, isn't it?
It's hilarious.
It's garbage.
Love is Blind. What?
Did we switch the mic over?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. So Love is Blind is, you're saying it's one of, or it is the favorite show right now?
The best show right now. At this very moment, you can't top it. Don't listen to Nate. Nate doesn't think so.
It's garbage. It's absolute trash. Are you telling me that if you went on that show, you would accept a proposal from some guy you were talking to through a piece of plastic?
If I wanted to be on TV that bad, yes.
See? But that was my point. Heather was like, why are all these people doing this? They really want love. I go, that's bullshit. Well, these people just want to be on TV.
You do know that that's how those shows are.
I know that, but I was trying to convince her that? She oh my God, she started going down this rabbit hole. She's like, oh no, it's a social experiment. The producers don't get involved. Bullshit. They want a TV show. They're telling them to say stuff.
But don't you think? I think some of those people really are desperately looking for love. And I think when you are 1%. That desperate that you do buy into all of these things. I mean, the one... Oh, I don't want to ruin anything.
Ruin it.
No, ruin it.
But basically, one was like, I like food. Me too. Want to get married? And that was it.
Stupid.
Like, there really so wasn't anything dumb. Else to it.
But they're so in love.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
No, they're not. They don't know each other.
I've seen clips of it. I haven't seen an episode. But the overarching idea and concept of the show, don't you think could be applied to regular life? Like, imagine just talking to somebody on the phone and getting to know them and becoming emotionally connected over conversation. What a brilliant idea.
Exactly.
So don't I people think that do that all the time now?
It's called catfishing.
Like, no. But what I'm saying is if you get to know somebody by just no physical contact, no visuals. I mean, we live in a world of visuals. We live in a materialistic universe. So don't you think that I think the show is onto something in that regard. I can't. Forget about the shenanigans that go on, but
that's the only reason she watches because of the shenanigans.
The shenanigans are what.
Without the shenanigans, right, yeah. It's not worth watching.
Okay, I'm only like 2-3 episodes in.
This is why it's you're
like the Barnett
like
season. Okay, here's the question.
Oh, you're on season one?
Season one.
Okay. Oh.
So has anybody, when they do the reveal after the proposal, anybody looked at the other person and gone, oh, hell no?
Well, absolutely. In your season, you're just not there yet.
Really? One. That so does happen.
The person doesn't say it out loud, but you can tell that it's just
see,
not.
No, because I could tell.
Yeah.
I think it was the.
Can we talk about it?
I
can
hey, say hold
it.
On. How do I get my fucking phone from to stop typing everything we say in this room?
Hit the microphone again on the bottom.
Hit the microphone.
It's like everything. Okay. Oh no.
That's hilarious.
Everything we've been saying. Okay, it stopped.
Well, what were we saying?
Can I spoil it? So, who are you talking about? You talking about Jessica?
I don't remember names.
Girl?
It was a tall. Bisexual guy.
Oh!
TBT. Have you gotten to the wig?
Oh!
Wait, it's a what?
When he like, basically, he talks about her wig and stuff like that.
I haven't gotten there.
Oh, no. Nate, step it up, man.
But you okay, you can tell.
The tall guy's like a real asshole.
Oh, yes.
What's that guy was now? A douchebag.
I'm talking about season one.
Carlton.
That, yes.
Season one, Carlton and Diamond. But, how ironic.
I know, okay. So when she saw him, I guarantee she was like, oh, hell no. Like,
yeah, maybe she. I don't know. Diamonds.
I want somebody to just turn around and go back.
Oh no! They don't do
that.
I'm pretty sure. But this is the thing that I'm thinking about when they finally make it down the aisle. They know if they're going to say yes or no. But I'm pretty sure the producers are like, go through with it anyway, and you know, just get there and say what you have to say when you're up there. That's the only thing that I'm like, I don't really know. Like, if you're not feeling it, get out of there right now.
Yeah. See, I'd like to talk to one of the producers of the show. Because they're the one that's really pulling all the strings.
10 out of 10. You gotta
watch
it up, Nate. You gotta get through season one.
It's so difficult.
Two.
It's like.
So, but hold on. Let me ask you, Diamond.
Sure.
And I'll ask you too, Gandhi. Mm-hmm. What is it about these shows that keeps you coming back? Is it the just absurd stupidity? Is that basically it?
I think
the fact that people, grown men and women, can actually act like a bunch of assholes like this?
Without a doubt.
And that's why you like
it. It's so good. But then there is a sense of like. Hopeless, romantic-ish vibes that you like catch, and it's just like, oh, maybe they are really in love. That's so cute.
No,
it
not
lasts
for me.
For like 5 minutes.
No, okay, Gandhi, what you say?
I just like a hot mess. I do. I love seeing a train wreck on TV, and it happens all the time. I mean, it's the same with 90 Day Fiance. It's just a messy, messy scenario with messy people, and I'm always fascinated at what people are willing to put on TV that will live forever about themselves.
You like a good dumpster fire.
I love a good dumpster fire.
Well, you remember when we did that? A failed attempt at a reality show, and you saw how reality shows were made, and you're like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, no.
It was stupid.
But that's
writers.
Like every reality show.
There's nothing real about writers. Our show has no writers to begin with.
None.
All right, well, there you go. Thank you, Diamond. But
no,
don't leave. Stay in with us.
Okay.
Let's talk about something else.
So, as you guys were talking, I hear a grumbling, and I started looking around. Scary stomach.
I've eaten for a solid 20 minutes.
You only had three Google clusters.
It was the loudest thing I heard. I thought an animal was in here.
I'm lacking a square meal. And the Elvis was talking about all the wonderful restaurants he visited this weekend. And I'm thinking about them. I'm like, oh my God, I could really go to Sadell's right now for brunch. That would be so good.
Scary did the thing, though. He looked over to me to see if I heard, and I heard it. And I go,
wow,
I
scary.
Did the, I did the
Wait. Have another Google cluster.
No.
Was it so good? The hunger sound, or was it the I gotta go sound?
No. It's okay. Hunger.
Well, you ran through here to go to the bathroom moments ago. What was that all about?
That was just me taking a Wiz Khalifa. That's all. Okay. I was back in 30 seconds.
Have you said that before? Oh, really? That was actually funny.
Yeah. You didn't take a William Shatner?
No, William Shatner.
Can I ask some questions about the stuff off tomorrow?
Oh, please do. I'm like, that's all I can think about, because I have to go to the store after this.
Yeah, me too. So this is the first time I'm going to be part of a stuff off. Are there rules?
No.
Okay, so no. It can be any type of stuffing. Like if I find some type of Indian stuffing that I can make, I can bring
absolutely
that in. Okay.
It's your interpretation of what stuffing should be.
I think, Scotty, didn't you use stovetop the 1 year?
No,
One year I did stovetop to see if I could trick Bobby. It didn't work.
Yeah.
He saw right through it.
When I won, I used the King's Hawaiian mix, but I added all my own stuff into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I have never made stuffing before. I don't even know where to start. I saw some recipes. It looks like it's going to take hours and a lot of stuff, but I'm ready to try.
It's so easy.
I didn't know if there were. Okay. Yeah,
devote several hours to it.
Part of me wants to throw the competition just to put one secret ingredient in there to like really like Bobby, like why is there tofu in this, or why is there spam in this?
Spam actually.
Well, you're not going to tell him what's in it.
Well, no, I wouldn't.
You could actually like dice up like a frog and put it in there. I mean, he wouldn't know.
It'd be delicious.
I wouldn't do that.
Somebody used hot dogs 1 year. Who used the hot dogs?
Ooh, that sounds good.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's the stuff off. Any more questions, Gandhi?
Are there any secrets to a good stuffing?
No.
Love.
Nothing to share.
I'd never share those with you.
Stuffings that taste better are actually in the bird, and I don't think any of us are actually cooking a full turkey tonight, right?
No, and I prefer them outside the bird myself.
Really?
Yeah.
And Bobby, think about Bobby's ingredients, what he loves. He loves that Southwest heat. He likes a little bit of those types of ingredients. I feel like if you want to pander to the judge, you'll do a recipe like that. But
you know what, though? You know, he's been leaning Italian lately.
Oh, okay.
More so than Southwestern. So keep that in mind.
I had a good competition, though, Elvis. You just gave away for Scary. So now he's going to lean Italian. Like,
we can lean Italian because it still tastes like shit.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, if he's leaning Italian, though, like, he would have went Southwest knowing that.
Now, there's going to be sausage in my stuff.
I think Bobby's going to taste it and he's going to like it or he's not going to like it. Right. I wouldn't worry about what nationality you're covering.
Okay.
I was at the diner last night, and I always get turkey when I'm at the diner because I love it. And it had some crazy stuffing underneath it that had, like, full pieces of apples and sweet potatoes.
You can do that.
It was so delicious.
You can put anything in stuffing. That's the whole point.
So go by the diner and grab some of that and bring it in and have Bobby try it. Maybe you'll win.
You already did. That's why you told the story.
No, that's not true, you dick. No, I'm actually collaborating with a friend of mine, and we're going to make it together tonight.
A collaboration? A stuffing collaboration? I love that.
We can collaborate?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. My girlfriend's going to help me out.
Yeah, my wife's helping me.
I might recruit Coaster Boy Josh, because he has been whipping it up in the kitchen a lot.
Let me tell you, Coaster Boy Josh, he could really help you out if you wanted some fun assistance.
He may have to do it when you miss your plane again.
Wow. Tell me another joke, Scotty.
You're an asshole.
How did you miss your plane?
I'm an asshole?
How did you miss your plane?
I told you this like 5 times.
Not on the podcast.
She just sat there.
Oh. I literally just sat there.
She just sat there at the wrong gate. She
was at the wrong gate.
See, I gave you some shit when I heard it, but like then I thought about it. I almost had that happen once. I think I was watching something on my phone. I had my noise canceling headphones on, and I was like, wait, why aren't these people moving? And they had changed the gate, and I couldn't hear it because I had my headphones on. And I ran, and I did make my plane because I did realize something was amiss.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is the second time I've been at the airport and missed a flight. The other time was with Diamond.
Yeah, I was
ready to kill her that time.
Because
I do blame that
fault.
One. It was her fault.
She wanted
Chipotle, so we had to go to a completely different terminal. And then she told me what gate the flight was at. I should have checked, so I'll take responsibility for that. But she was completely in the wrong terminal. So we go get her Chipotle, went to the wrong terminal, missed our flight.
Let the record state, right, that when we realized that we were at the wrong gate or terminal, I took off running, bags in my hand, like I was going to make this plane. We were going to make this plane, okay?
But we didn't.
I know.
If you're at the point where you have to run to an airport, I would just rather miss the plane.
That was the first time that's ever happened to me.
This day and age, this day and age, don't you get buzzy alerts on your phone that tells you where to go and what to do? I mean, who's not paying attention?
No.
Gandhi.
Sorry. Yeah.
I will tell you, this is one of the things I miss about old school, before terrorism really got really bad, airplanes and airports. Mm-hmm. You would get out of the fucking car and just run to the plane. There was no stopping. There was no security.
Gotta get my plane. Yeah,
and that wasn't that long ago.
Right.
Really?
You would just run to the plane. You ran to the plane.
I never remember a time where you didn't have to go through TSA. Is that really the case?
Absolutely.
Really? I remember when you could go to the gate, right?
Yeah, you go to the gate. Absolutely.
Without even a ticket.
If you have a ticket, then you can go on the plane.
I remember going in, as you would have family members come in town, you would meet them as they walked off the plane.
Yeah.
That was
back in the day, you used to be able to get on the wrong plane because the ticket was, who cared? You know, they didn't scan anything. They were just like, oh, okay. And you would just walk on.
Happened to Kevin on Home Alone.
Yeah. Well, now it's a little more thorough. Hmm. You don't remember the days where you could just run right for the plane?
No. I was always been, put this friggin' suitcase in a bus box and send it through the x-ray and walk like this.
I always remember, it wasn't TSA though, years ago. It was something else. But yeah, I always remember going through a metal detector at least.
Look, here's my proof that I didn't miss it on purpose. This? It was issued at the airport. You can only get this at the airport. I was there.
I don't doubt you were there. I'm just wondering why you
the worst.
How you missed it.
I was so mad because I want to be home cooking this damn stuffing.
She just sits there. Sits there at the gate. The whole world just takes off and lands.
Just sat there. Ooh, Danielle's calling. I got to go.
Okay.
Well, no, what do you mean you have to go? You're working. Hello?
Oh. I am on the podcast. You want me to put you on the speakerphone?
Yes.
Hold on.
Oh, she's coughing.
Hi.
Gratuitous cough.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. No.
She doesn't sound very good. Oh, wait. Yeah, you can't hear them. Hold on.
Tell her we think she's pretending to be sick so she doesn't have to cook stuffing.
Let me tell you something. I talked to Bobby over the weekend, and I tried to bribe him to make me the stuffing.
What was that?
What did you bribe Bobby with?
Money, but it didn't work.
Oh, oh God! You sound terrible.
She's got some stuffing in her nose.
Oh, I can't. Danielle, I'm so sorry. You get feeling better, okay? Tell her. Do we say get feeling better? All right. Okay. This isn't working.
Right. Right. I think we should wrap. I think we're at time, right, Frog?
Yeah. We're done.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
I'm in the kitchen.
The stuff off tomorrow. We'll see you there. We'll see you on the playing field.
Minute Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.